The Bible does describe that condition of being foolish or a condition of being wicked. So in this short talk, short lesson that I have for you this evening, I want us to look at this topic. How does the Bible describe the fool? How does the Bible diagnose the fool? And I have a little subtopic. We are going to be looking at 10 passages. So we're going to do a countdown in a few minutes. So it's going to be a very short lesson. So we're going to be looking at 10 passages of how the Bible look at the term fools. Who is a fool? In my research for this lesson tonight, I came across many different definitions, different explanations of fool. But I like this one. It says, fools, they assume that they already know all that needs to be known. Very, very interesting definition. They assume, the fool assumes that he already knows all that he needs to know. That he's a fool. And this description now, we're going to use this description to look at the different passages of scripture that talks about a fool. Let us look, turn your Bibles with me quickly to Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 9. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 9 says, fools mock at sin, but among the upright there is favor. Another version says, fools mock at making amends for sin, but goodwill is found among the upright. The Amplified Version says, fools mock sin. But listen to how the Amplified put it. But sin mocks the fools. But among the upright, there is goodwill and the favor and blessing of God. God calls fools, but God doesn't keep fools. One that is thinking, God calls fools, but God doesn't keep fools. So therefore, this lesson is for us, even as Christians, to examine ourselves as this year comes to an end and as we go into the new year. We don't want God to be looking upon us and saying, we are fools. And if you are a person who's not a Christian, you're here tonight, you don't want for God to consider you to be a fool. Remember, we're not just insulting you, we are saying that there is factual evidence. The Bible puts forward factual evidence, and we can know who a fool is. Now, in Romans chapter 1, verse 21 to 22, the Bible says, because although they know God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Listen to verse 22. Professing to be wise, they became what? Fools. Remember that if the original definition says that a fool thinks he knows everything, can't tell you what he doesn't know. And this is saying that they profess to be wise, but they become fools. The third passage, remember we're looking at 10 passages. The third passage is from Proverbs chapter 10, verse 23. To do evil is like sport to a fool, but a man of understanding has wisdom. To do evil is like sport. They take it for a joke. It's like a light thing to them. Be careful that we don't operate the same way. Romans 1 verse 32 says, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but listen now, but also approve of those who practice them. We are living in a world now where sin is glorified and things of virtue are looked down upon. Isaiah 5, our fifth passage, 2021 says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Then verse 21 says where they're coming from. "Woe to those who are wise in their own what? Eyes." There's much in this passage of Fabian. I wish I could bring up more, but I just have a few minutes. So we're just going through the passages. Consider, so that is, if you are wise in your own eyes, then you are a fool. I'm not insulting you. But if you believe that you are wise in your own eyes, and if you are calling evil good and good evil, then the Bible classifies you as a fool. We don't want to enter the year 2022, Vivian, in God's eyes as being fools. The sixth passage, Proverbs 12 and verse 15 says, "The way of a fool is right." Not based on scripture there in the church, but it is right in his own what? Eyes. "But he who needs counsel, heeds counsel, is wise." So here again we see where the fool is consulting with his own self, because he believes he knows it all. You can't tell him anything. Psalms 14 verse 1, with Psalm 53 verse 1, our 7th and 8th passage says, and the two passages say the same thing. "The fool has said in his heart, there is no what? God." Now, when he says this, I have to analyze this one. When a person says there is no God, what they really want to know, they don't want to have any accountability for their actions. They don't want to have any accountability. So they are saying there is no God. There is nobody to answer to. So you can continue in your evil ways because there is no God. And that's why the passage goes on to say they are corrupt. They have done abominable works. This will follow when you say there is no what? God. When you tell yourself there is no God, then these things follow. And you don't even have to come out and say there is no God. Your action can show that you don't really believe there is God, even if you are a Christian. Because what it means, though, you want to have your own what? Your own way. And you have thrown this completely aside. When you do that, you are a fool. So you want to have your own way. When the consequence of saying there is no God, the Bible tells us what it says, there is none who does good. Because you're telling yourself there is no God. Look at Psalm 10, verse 3 to 4. "For the wicked boast of his heart's desire." The foolish people and the wicked people, that's what they do, you know. They boast of their own heart's desire. "He blesses the greedy." You saw he turned the world upside down, Fabian? This is what's happening in the world around us now, you know. We are calling good evil and we are calling evil good. So this person is blessing the greedy and renouncing the Lord. What I want to say to us today, we don't have to say, "I renounce the Lord," you know. But by the lives that we live, if we are not going according to the will, then truth and fact, we are renouncing the Lord. And then we will be fools, even if we are Christians. Let us not go into the year 2022 with that kind of mind frame. Stop it. Because if you are not following this, then you have renounced the Lord. It's very serious. This is worse than the coronavirus. And that's why I chose this topic for us to look at today, this evening. No. The wicked, in his own, he has countenance. He does not seek God. God is in none of his thoughts. As a Christian, is when you are doing any action at all, is God in your thoughts? And if God's here to us to stop us from certain type of sin, if God is in our thoughts as Christians, if God is not in your thoughts, then God is going to see you as a fool. We don't want that in a new year. He calls fools, he does not keep fools. Then when God is not in our thoughts, no, our thoughts become crowded with just material things, devoid of God in our plans. Look at Luke chapter 12, verse 16 to 21. Am I making good time, Fabian? And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought, listen to the verse now. Everybody turn your Bibles to it. Everybody turn your Bibles to it. Luke chapter what? 12. In verse 17, and he thought. He didn't say, and he prayed to God, you know. He didn't say, he consulted God. It says, and he thought where? Within himself. He thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no rooms where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and these will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, there was much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Now, we always emphasize that he used the words I and me many times. But the consequence that he thought within himself, that is the only thing he could do now. Because when you're thinking within yourself and you're not consulting this, then it is all about you. Are you following me? It will follow. It is all about you. And he says, no, take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou what? Fool. Is not just an insulting term. It is describing your condition. As I said earlier, the word Christian, people using it today as a term of praise, is a condition, is a state. The Bible factually says, who is a Christian? When you use the term fool, it's not just merely an insult. The Bible tells us who is a fool. And this man is a fool. He did not consider God at all in his life. But verse 20 says, start with the word, but God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall thou these things be, which thou hast provided? So is he. Let us be careful now, Christian. Don't get carried away with all material things or material pursuit. So is he that laid up treasure for what? Himself. And is not rich toward who? God. So when we are entering the year 2022, let us try our best, church, to be rich toward who? God. Follow your pursuits, yes, but be rich toward God, because if we are not rich toward God, we are in a worse condition than those who have been struck with coronavirus. If we're not rich toward God, because if we're not rich toward God, then we are deceiving ourselves. The worst can happen. Let us summarize what we have said in 2 or 3 minutes. The topic was, how does the Bible describe a fool? And our subtopic was to look at 10 passages. And we have done that in this short space of time. And our definition to guide the lesson was that a fool assumes that he already what? Knows all that is to be known. You can't tell him anything. That's why you can't, they don't listen to the scriptures, because they know it. So then they talk, they know the state of Vivian. If I hear them talking, they try to talk to them, but they have a talk like bar talk. They talk very loud. I know. And they, you would think, they've studied the Bible, like they're theologians. They know more than what God knows in the Bible. So they think that they know. And that lead to confusion now, because they mock at sin. And the Amplified said, sin is mocking back at them. They call evil good and good evil, so that the result of their foolishness is complete what? Confusion. Right? Complete confusion. And they profess to be wise. That is inevitable, you know. Once you're a fool and don't even know that you're a fool, you're going to profess that you are what? Wise. And I put it to us that this lesson is not just for ungodly people, people who are not Christian, but we also must examine ourselves. He called fool him, not keep no fool. Right? So in the new year, I'm going to ask Michael to come and lead us up with a song so that we can reflect. And I would encourage all of you who are here this evening, at the end of each mini lesson and at the main lesson Brother Mitchell gave, examine yourself. Ask for prayers. You don't have to wait till the end. Ask for prayers. Step forward. Ask for prayers. Because we are all in this thing together. We don't want to be known as fools by God. By God, because he set out the condition. He set out the condition. It's hundreds of verses in the Bible that talk about fools, Brother Mitchell. Hundreds. I only use 10 because of time. But it's hundreds. And I haven't even analyzed it, Fabian, you know, but because of time constraints. So, as I said, this is the only lesson I could really think of to guide us, because I know that the coronavirus, everybody's mind is on that, but the worst virus is if we are in a state of sin and don't even know it. We are foolish. Come, Michael. We are foolish.